So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, we're spending a goodly amount of time here with Cynthia, who's on the voice disguiser right now. And Cynthia just told us that her friend gave her like this beautiful ring, man, really over the top ring. And they were dating each other back in the day, but they don't now. She started to see another guy, and this guy gave her this ring at this particular moment just to sort of mark his territory. Those were his words that he used also.
But he's just her guy friend. They've never been in a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship.
Right.
Right.
But he just doesn't want her to date anybody else.
Except in the very beginning of the relationship.
Well, she liked
him. They were together.
Right.
She liked him. He didn't like her. Now it looks like he likes her. She doesn't like him. Maybe.
You guys never got physical with each other, Cynthia.
Okay.
See, what happened was...
I have no personal space, so I don't realize when, like, something becomes cuddling.
Oh, come on. That's excuses.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Like, I was really close to him, and apparently it made other people think that there was something between us, but there was nothing. It was I don't know.
Okay, hold on one sec. So Cynthia's on hold right now, and she just told us that this dude that she was... she was dating 5 years ago. She said pretty much that she used to cuddle with the guy, but he might have taken it for something else.
Oh, let's say what she said.
He was dating someone.
You said that you have no sense of personal space, and sometimes you don't know when it's cuddling.
Like,
I got to tweet.
Were your arms around him?
No, my arms were not around him. His arms were not around me.
Was your booty
whatever?
What was your booty?
You are an attention hound.
This is important.
This
is going to be important here. Yeah, it is, because you may have different definitions of your relationship based on physically what happened to you guys in the beginning, and that's why he gave you the ring.
He was dating someone.
Did you spoon with him?
Mm-hmm.
Did you spoon with him?
No.
Then what is cuddling?
She'll be like, define spooning.
First off, I don't know. We were just really close. We were just sitting.
You're not being totally honest with.
No.
No, I am. I promise.
Were you sitting really close on the couch? Touching?
Yes, but I promise you, there has never been anything between us.
Okay.
I don't know.
There must be something. Hey, Sherry, good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
So, I think she likes him and she wants the ring.
It doesn't really sound like you're not, you won't commit to saying that you don't want to be with him either,
no,
Cynthia.
I am with the perfect guy. Like, okay, Jen and Melissa, you guys, when you were little, you came up with the perfect guy that had all these impossible qualities, and tell me I'm well.
Are you trying to convince yourself right now?
No.
Where you are.
Yeah, we're not sure where you're going with this.
Okay, I have found the perfect guy that met every quality that couldn't exist.
I see what you're saying. So basically, what I'm interpreting, Cynthia, is the fact that you have found a guy that fits what your 5-year-old or 7-year-old or 10-year-old list was when you were a kid on what the perfect man was going to be. You're a superhero, but you're trying to fit into that mold with him when you still have feelings for the guy that gave you the ring.
Is that what you're saying?
I honestly don't think I still have feelings for him.
But otherwise, you would have given back the ring right away.
But it is a close personal friend, though.
But
he's a really good friend.
Now, if I have a best guy friend, let's pretend I'm straight, and then I have a best friend guy. if I'm that close to him and we're just platonic best friends and he gives me a ring, I give him crap for it. I'm like, what are you doing? What is this? And we talk about it. Mm-hmm. If I have feelings for somebody, that's when I stumble over my words. I get a little awkward. Mm-hmm. I take it. I don't know what I'm going to do. What do? I have the perfect guy. I mean, if you don't have feelings for somebody, you can easily say, honey, I don't. It's not the same for me. But if you have a little bit of feelings, mm-hmm. you're going to drag this on, and that's what you're doing.
So then what's your reluctance to say that to the best friend that gave you the ring?
I don't want to hurt him.
Well, you're going to hurt him by taking the ring and then giving it back when you should have just said, I don't have feelings for you.
Here's Sean. Good morning, Sean. You are on the Burt Show. Yes, hello. Does.
Yeah.
Good morning. Thanks, Hi. Burt. I have a comment for Cynthia. I think that he gave her the ring because he wants, I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
That'll happen.
It's okay. Waking back.
I'm sorry, brain freeze here. I think that he really gets into her and he doesn't want her to date the other guy.
Now, I think what we're missing here is a key piece of how he's feeling about the whole thing. The phrase that he said, I'm trying to mark my territory, mm-hmm. we just sort of let that go.
Mm-hmm.
So what is he thinking? Is that saying, well, like...
I think he's got feelings for her.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's a military dude, and he felt awkward because her response wasn't what he wanted, maybe. And so he, I don't know, sat in a very, I don't know, dude
he
way.
He'd be a little jealous,
like,
of the new guy.
I made fun of him for that. I was like, you what? What am I? What are you, a dog? Like, you're marking your territory, and...
He's a man. I mean, it's pretty close. We're really? Splitting hairs here, really.
Hello?
Hello, this is Sally. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Okay, so I totally think that this guy is a manipulator. He's completely selfish. He's never, ever committed to this girl before. He totally loves the fact that she is his best friend. And he knows the fact that she has now finally found the guy that most probably is going to commit to her, is going to love her, is going to give her what she really needs. He's suddenly freaked out, and he thinks that a shiny diamond ring is going to hopefully cause some conflict within the relationship. And that she's going to be all confused now, and she doesn't know what to do with the situation. But the bottom line is, he's the manipulator. He's playing the mind games. He's the one that basically wants to have his cake and eat it. He doesn't want to give her any commitment, but he also doesn't want to lose her as his like confidant.
Sally, with that accent, would you mind being a nanny for my kids? I don't care if you have any experience at all. It just feels like you should
no,
be a nanny.
What do you
I
think
just want
my,
you to keep
what
talking.
What do you think of my theory? I totally think this guy's... this is why she's so confused. She just doesn't... She's totally getting mind played.
What do you think, Cynthia?
I have to agree with that. I mean, I don't want to think about him manipulating me, but the entire time I've said this isn't fair to do this to me.
But you're sort of also playing victim here, and you can control what's going on. I mean, you can call him today. If this relationship, this current relationship that you're in is so important to you, then you would protect that. So why not go to dude and just say, look, I just want to let you know, thanks for the ring and all that, nah, 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 but this is our relationship over here, and I'm going out with the general over here.
Because, like I said, she's an attention hound. She likes all the attention.
Are you being intoxicated?
And you're just immature, and you're not handling it in the right way. You just want all the attention and all of this confusion and blah, blah, blah. It makes you feel special.
No, it makes me feel confused.
All you gotta do is go to him, talk to him about
something.
It. Yeah.
Pick one.
Here is Irma. Good morning, Irma. You are on the Burt Show.
Hey, morning, Burt.
Good morning.
I think this is, she's not actually telling the whole truth. She used to be friends with benefits with that guy.
No.
And that's why that guy, he gave her the ring and he said, I'm marking my territory because he can have whoever he wants. He can date whoever he wants. But when it comes to her, he wants her to be single so he can have her whenever he wants.
Now, Cynthia, you're saying there was never anything there, though. There was nothing there. Nothing physical.
Oh, God, no.
Are you holding back a little bit because you're afraid of who's listening and who might know who you are?
No, my sister has already texted me and been like, oh my God, are you on the Burt Show? And I'm like, oh God.
Maybe we got to tweak up that voice disguiser, huh? I really don't know where to go with this whole thing. I mean, you've got a couple of decisions to make. It sure seems like the easiest one is just go back to friend and go, mm-hmm. hey, thanks for the ring, but this is the definition of our relationship right here. I think what you got to do is you got to ask yourself, why haven't you had that conversation yet?
Because he's on base and he's not talking to me and I don't get to see him again until the 4th of July.
Then it's not your problem. Then it's his problem. Then he'll come to you.
You gotta do this right, or are you gonna lose them both?
You are.
Because I would not handle somebody giving my girlfriend Katie a ring and her holding on to it, you know, and it's one of her friends, and she's not sure what to do about it. Then, yeah,
just mail it back,
Cynthia. What did you pawn it? What were you hoping we were gonna say today?
I think I was hoping you would tell me to give it back. I'm terrified to hurt him because I don't want to lose him.
Oh, come on.
Why are you being so hard on her? I don't understand why you're taking such a hard line on it.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Well, that's because you were out drinking till 2 in the morning.
He's my best friend. I don't want to lose him.
You won't lose him.
I can understand that.
I don't.
But she
I mean,
won't lose
I just
him.
Think that she's more into the best friend than she is her boyfriend.
No.
Then do it. If that's the case, then do it. Give him the ring back and say, this is our friendship.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
This is why I think it's hard for men and women to be friends.
Agreed.
The Burt Show.
So I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still? Not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University. What can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.